Hello, welcome to UC Scoops with Karen Torres.
Thank you.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about prison overcrowding. Now, this is such a big problem in the United States. Prison overcrowding is a social phenomenon occurring when the demand for space in prisons in a jurisdiction exceeds the capacity for prisoners in the place. So it has been known in American prisons are too full, and prominent elected officials on both sides of the aisles have expressed enthusiastic support for reducing the number of Americans behind bars. So this week, Mark Manure told me that lots of people think that 80% of the people who are locked up are for low-level drug offenses, and that's not even close to being true. So one of the key contributing factors to poor prison conditions around the world are the failure of basic services as health care. So with too many people in the prison, not all of them are going to get the proper health they need. Also, with so many people, one can get sick, and the disease is going to pass on to the other, and to the next, and to the next, and then the whole prison is going to be sick, and most of them can die of the disease spread. And a lot of the prisoners have mental and health problems, an increase of violence and self-harm and suicide because they're too crowded and they don't have their own space. So if you think that they could change in the prisons, or that they could send fewer people to prison for drug crimes, instead of sending them there for like 10 years or whatever, they could just send them for like a couple months because it's not that big of a deal. And they should also allow more prisoners to reduce their sentences through credit for good behavior and give them parole, and send more foreign inmates back to their home countries. And so Mark Manure, the executive director of the Sentencing Project, told me that half of the people in state prisons today have been convicted of violent offenses. That's what they're serving time for. He also said there's going to be an inherited limitation on how much of a reduction in incarceration we can achieve if we're not even considering them. So this means that they're going to be letting prisoners out that have a smaller sentence so that the people in jail aren't so many anymore.